It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 26th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 1% at $27,950. Ethereum is up slightly at $1,780, and Binance Coin is up slightly at $327. Well, the hacker of Euler Finance has returned just shy of 60,000 ETH of the 96,000 ETH they stole via flash loan 2 weeks ago. It's not immediately clear if the hacker has worked with the team to accept their white hat offer, but at this point, that's extremely likely, and they'll keep the balance after returning the nearly $100 million worth of funds, a happier ending than expected for the protocol. Well, Bitcoin from the long-shuttered BTCe exchange is on the move. The stash of Bitcoin has been dormant for years and is now slowly making its way to exchanges, presumably to cash out. BTCe was shuttered by the U.S. law enforcement agencies in 2017, and its operator, Russian national Alexander Vinnik, was arrested. He's still serving time in California, according to court documents. Well, middleware platform Particle Network has picked up $7 million in funding. The startup previously raised $1.8 million in a pre-seed funding round in April of last year. The firm's core product is a login and wallet middleware solution that helps developers integrate a user-friendly Web3 authentication solution into decentralized applications. Well, Universal Pictures is releasing a Web3 game on the Aptos blockchain to celebrate the launch of the vampire movie Renfield. The interactive Web3 game will produce prizes that can be either physical or digital collectibles. Universal Pictures, which is no stranger to Web3, is walking away from the NFT moniker. Well, the Federal Reserve has rejected Wyoming-based Custodia Bank's application to become a member of the Federal Reserve System, citing doubts about the management team, financial condition, and business model. The Fed also underscored its desire to not connect with the so-called volatile asset class that is concentrated in crypto. The Fed's Board of Governors also cast doubt on Custodia's ability to make money in the future. And finally, CoinShares has released a report on the state of Bitcoin ownership with a few key findings, including that it's not just a Western phenomenon. The report also says that it's likely that several hundred million people worldwide own Bitcoin. Most people use it as a store of value or as an instrument of speculation, and a large majority of Bitcoin owners are under the age of 45. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.